If you're looking for big, important news, you're in the wrong place. Wait, don't go. We still have news. It's just more along the lines of hyperlocal police reports regarding moose deaths in remote towns in Alaska, or something like that. The point is, this podcast has news you never thought you would need, because you probably don't. Welcome to The Littlest Headline. Hey, I'm Yoni Marion.
I'm Rowan Olson.
And I'm Moses Fleischman.
And this is The Littlest Headline, a different kind of news podcast, looking at news you've never heard from places you've probably never been, but definitely still want to hear about.
Each episode, we pick a lesser-known town or county in the U.S. and bring their news right to you. What are we reading today?
Today, we're going to be reading the Crosby Journal from Crosby, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of what's going on in Crosby right now. But first, I'd like to start with land acknowledgement. So I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge that present-day Divide County and Crosby, the county seat, are built on the indigenous land of the Assiniboine people, also known as the Nakota or the Nakona. So Crosby, North Dakota, as I mentioned, is the county seat of Divide County, North Dakota. The Crosby population is about 1,065 people with an area of 1.37 square miles. And then just kind of some facts about Divide County, the lay of the land there. Its northern borders with Saskatchewan, Canada, which isn't that a great word? Saskatchewan. I love it.
It's a great word.
It's a fantastic word. Western borders with Montana. And then it's bordered on the south and the east by Burke and Williams counties. Its county seat, Crosby, but it also has the incorporated communities of Ambrose, Fortuna, and Noonan.
Wait, what? What was the last one?
Noonan, North Dakota.
I love it.
Yes, it's lovely. So in terms of climate, it's got a warm summer, humid continental climate. The return of the continental climate to this podcast.
Climate.
Very popular. It has semi-arid rolling hills dotted with lakes and ponds, and it's a largely rural and agricultural region. The North Dakota, just some kind of fun facts that I thought I'd throw in. The North Dakota state bird is the western meadowlark, and the North Dakota state flower is the prairie rose.
Aww. We should do that. It took us like 20-something episodes. I like that.
I think we just needed Rowan to like bring that. Like that's what you bring to the table, Rowan. Among
birds.
Other things.
Birds and
among
flowers.
Birds and flowers.
Yay. All right. Well, that's a little bit about Divide County and about Crosby.
Talking about the history of Divide County and Crosby, the earliest settlers, came to Divide County around 1902. And Crosby was founded just 2 years later in 1904. At the end of a branch of the Great Northern Railway. I don't think we really appreciate how these railroads are named, because like if I had a railroad, I would definitely call it like the Great Northern, like that's such a cool name, like the Great Northern Railway.
I think I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying like if I built a railroad, I'd say this is pretty great, and I'd put great on the beginning of the name.
I think they mean great like big and northern like up.
But I think I think it's also pretty great that there was a railway there. I'm just saying, like if I had one, I'd say it's the super awesome Moses's Railway.
Didn't railroad companies like do bad things?
Probably, but I wouldn't, because I would make my super awesome railway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
The name for Crosby comes from S.A. Crosby, who is a businessman who was involved in establishing the city. And according to the North Dakota Yearbook, published in 1911, which I didn't know was a thing that states did, a contest was held by George A. Gilmore, who was an attorney, and the winning name was Divide, which became the county's name. And the federal government played a role in the development of Crosby and Divide County when the U.S. U.S. Air Force made a site west of Fortuna for a Cold War radar station in 1952. And it was finally closed in 1984, but to this day, many Divide County residents still have ties to people who have served at the base. But, you know, we're not here to talk about Crosby.
What? We're not?
No. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I think we're here to talk about what happens in Crosby.
That makes more sense.
It does.
Well, for that, we need the newspaper.
We do need the newspaper. Good thing I have this page of notes here on it. Library of Congress did come in clutch on this one. We have some pretty good data. Now I don't know if I don't know if it's like something that I could have been doing this whole time, but I've been finding more and more newspapers on the Library of Congress that have like succeeding titles and preceding titles, like chains of newspapers all covering the same area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've just been getting more of those recently by chance or if I've just been missing something, but I have three separate I have a story here. about the journal. So we have the Crosby, or we have the Crosby Eagle from 1900 question mark to 1916, from 1900 to 1916, and that was published by Ware and Hage, or Hogg.
Sorry, how do you spell
Hage?
How do you spell the first name?
Ware, W A R E.
Oh,
like software.
Okay, I was thinking like where are they?
Like where
where are they?
No, like Ware and then Hage, which again, it's like, you know, it's just when two people are like, let's start a newspaper, and they do. And Crosby Eagle is a pretty cool name, replaced by a slightly less cool name, but just as there's a fly in front of my mic.
I watched that happen.
The Divide County Journal, less cool than Crosby Eagle, but still an important piece of journalism. From 1916 to 1968, that was by the Divide County Publishing Company. And finally, we have The Journal, parentheses, Crosby, North Dakota. So officially, I think it's just called The Journal, but I mean, because it covers Crosby, it is called known as the Crosby Journal.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of journals if everyone was just like, this is the journal.
Well, sometimes when I'm trying to find a newspaper, like when I'm looking for a newspaper for the next episode, I'll see one and it's like the Times Herald or the Journal Star. And I'm like, the what Journal Star? Like the what, the who's, the what is it doing? And then it turns out it does have a name. It's just that it's not listed there. I have to go into the website to find it.
Oh my goodness.
But that is a tangent, and I'm done going on it. Specifically, the Library of Congress noted that the first issue of the Crosby Journal was published May 22nd, 1968, by J.M. Andrist, who I could not find information on. And it appears to serve like the papers before it, both Crosby and the larger Divide County, Divide County also is a small population under 10,000. So we talked about Crosby because it's called the Crosby Journal, but we're going to be covering stories that focus on the larger Divide County as well. And speaking of stories that we are going to be talking about, we're going to start talking about them right now. Who's going first?
I'll go first. This article is called Divide County High School Gets Creative with Art Project. It's by Jordan Rush and was written on October 4th. Divide County High School students, faculty, family, and community members gathered in the Dakota Theater on Saturday to watch a documentary featuring students' photos and videos of Crosby. The documentary, part of a rural archive photography and videography project called Atlas Rural, showed portrait photos of DCHS art students, videos from around town, interviews with downtown businesses, and other media depicting life in a small rural community like Crosby, all taken by the students. And that's kind of like what we're doing out here. Don't you guys think?
No, it's what?
No, it's not. It's a little spotlight on the
town. Oh, like documenting small town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just thought
I'm into this.
I picked it up. I picked up this article because I thought it was very close to our hearts. And I'm a big film buff, so I thought it was very neat. The students worked with three guest artists in daily workshops throughout last week to learn about photography and videography and contribute in the documentary.
Whoa.
Which will be finished in the coming months and shared online. So that's something to look forward to.
Wait, that's so cool.
When is it coming out?
Yeah.
In the coming months. So this is October 4th.
In the coming, soon.
In the coming months. So, soon. I can keep an eye on it, unless you guys know.
Please do.
Thank you, Mo.
The artist residency and workshops were sponsored through the North Dakota Museum of Art and the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust. Jim Dow, one of the guest artists, is a Boston-based photographer specializing in cultural photography, especially buildings and places. It was through this relationship with Dow, that Dow was approached about the guest artist program. It was also how Argentinian photographer Guillermo Srodek-Hart and videographer Anselmo Estrada were drawn into the project. So there were three different specialists who came in and worked with students from Divide County High School to make this whole thing happen.
Nice.
So, yeah. And on the next page, as I'm vamping while I turn the page, Dow said he helped the community of Crosby, said he hoped the community of Crosby took pride in the documentary screening and the work the students put into it.
Sorry, I just want to... Moses can read. It's just that he printed the text out really small on his paper.
Guys,
that's why he keeps pausing.
Sorry, guys. Also, my printer's not very good, so some of the letters like just like little blobs, and I kind of have to guess.
he'll print it out better next time.
Yeah, I'll make it definitely bigger. I also think, hopefully by the next time you hear me, I'll have some super cool new shades. Anyway, point being... being able to see themselves and
no, he said he hoped something.
He hoped the community of Crosby took pride in the documentary screening and the work the students put into it. Being able to see themselves and their efforts, being able to see themselves and their efforts and display their efforts, not just in a smaller area like the school, but through the whole community and through all of North Dakota. And if we get this to people outside of North Dakota, then other people can enjoy it as well. And I think that's something that will really...
Wait, is that you saying that or Jim
said
that?
That's me editorializing.
Okay.
I think that's something that will really resonate with them, she said. Our intention is to give them confidence in their voice, their own voice for the future, Dev said. So, it sounds like these three guest artists came in and really, really helped out the Divide County High School students really make something that's really cool. And not just for them, but for the whole community. And I hope that we get to see it in the coming months when it comes out. Because it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I would really, I'm honestly kind of jealous because like that sounds super
awesome.
Yeah,
we didn't get to do that.
I will absolutely keep an eye on this, guys, so that we can enjoy it when it comes out and when it we can enjoy it.
Nice. Thanks, Mo.
Thank you
guys.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Moses. And I don't know about you guys, but I have always loved a good mystery.
I love mystery.
Perfect. You are in luck because I'm about my next article. Is about a local author in Crosby who just published his second mystery novel. I know, right?
Yes.
All right. So this article is called Bears Book Tour, and it's just by the Journal staff. It was published on October 17th, 2023. Oh, yeah. The Journal staff, we've taken a mute on that podcast. There's not one specific author.
In mine, it said Journal staff, but then in the body of the article, there was an author. Is there one in the body of the article?
No.
Okay, then, yeah, then there's no listed author.
Okay, yeah. So it says by the Journal staff, and it was published on October 17th, 2023. It's a very short article, so I did some outside research, but I'm just going to read you kind of what it says. So it says, the Divide County Library hosted a Meet the Author and book signing event on October 10th with Crosby author John Baer, who released a new mystery novel earlier this year, and it's called Lead a Norse to Water. Like, lead a horse to water, but lead a Norse to water. As in, like, a person from Norway.
All right.
Okay. And, yes.
I'm currently confused.
I have questions.
What are your questions?
This is a... Wait. Oh, wait. Was it a second... Is this a sequel to something?
This is a sequel to something.
Was the first book also a pun based on a nationality?
No, the first book... the first book is called The Way the Rhubarb Crumbles.
Whoa. I like this.
Wait, Rhubarb Crumble? That's a complete tangent.
I think it's like
a really
rhubarb
dry,
pie.
A dry rhubarb.
Crumble. Oh.
The cover of the book rhubarb. Has like a rhubarb pie and like a cleaver.
Oh, it's like a crumble pie top? Okay.
I think it's like a rhubarb crumble type thing. So it's a play on like the way the rhubarb crumbles because it's a rhubarb crumble and it's crumbly.
Okay.
And it's a mystery and it crumbles.
I'll let it slide.
It's quite
the tangent.
It is a pretty big tangent. I'm going to talk a little bit about what this book is about because I think that's pretty cool. So I looked it up on Amazon, actually. As I said, it's called Lead a Norse to Water, a Kirby North Dakota mystery. So it's the second in this little duo of Kirby North Dakota mystery
Kirby?
Books.
I was gonna say that is it wait
Kirby like the amoeba? Y'all haven't seen
I got
that?
The joke.
Moses got the joke.
Sorry,
like the video game character.
Yeah, the little pink guy.
Rowan?
Oh,
like the little circle that like inhales things
with the little shoes.
Oh, I've never played it, but I know
no,
you're talking
you know
about
the little guy.
I got it now.
Yeah, no, there was a game
Kirby
theory.
Like the amoeba threw me off. I thought you were talking.
Yeah, no, there was a game theory video that he was an amoeba. It doesn't matter.
Cute.
Whatever.
Love amoebas.
He is cute. I love Kirby. He's my main in Smash.
That's great, Young. Yeah. Can we talk about the article?
Yeah, we can talk. Well, Rowan, I mean, you're done with the article. And I was just like Amazon, right?
Wait, we're done
no,
with
it? Not
oh,
really
done
with
oh, okay.
it. There's more stuff. I'm going to circle back to the article.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm
okay.
giving like more info on the book, and then I'll go back to the article.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, this book, very cool. Second installment by John Baer. It's rated very highly, actually. It's 4.6 out of 5 stars.
Whoa.
So go check it out. It looks pretty good. The synopsis says, who is the Norse code kid? A crime wave of petty vandalism and theft has struck the quiet small town of Kirby, North Dakota. Local newspaper man Jim Rostall reluctantly joins the efforts to find the culprit. When a beloved Kirbyite turns up dead, All questions about the Norse code kid appear to be answered. But for Jim, her death only brings up more questions. It's a mystery that Jim Rostal is determined to solve, much to the chagrin of his girlfriend, coworkers, and law enforcement.
Wait, Jim Rostal's the newspaper man?
Yes, Jim Rostal's the newspaper man.
Okay. Is Kirby a real place?
Kirby is not a real place.
Okay. Because it sounds suspiciously similar.
As far as I know,
suspiciously similar to Crosby.
Yeah.
It does sound suspiciously similar to Crosby.
But just different enough. But
mysteriously different enough. Similar.
Exactly. So, yeah, I find it pretty cool that this small town author is writing a book about a small town, and that his small town is coming together to support him in this book tour. So it's super cool. Like, in this article, there's two photos, and one of them is the author, John Baer, with his sister and another visitor, kind of just chatting about the book. And then in another one, I find this really sweet, pun intended, another Crosbyite, I guess, Betty Sandberg.
I don't get the pun.
We will get the pun. I'm not finished with that sentence yet.
Okay.
The pun hasn't hit.
Well, you said pun
I'm waiting for the pun.
Okay, maybe I said that like the wrong order.
Didn't we? I think we did this in the Colorado. We did this recently where like you said the punchline of a joke before the setup of the joke.
Ron, what's the joke?
It's not a very good joke.
All right, I'm
it's
waiting for the pun.
Now.
I'm so ready for the pun.
I was just going to,
I'm anxious over
Another Crosbyite, Betty Sandberg, actually made cookies that look like, that are decorated to look like the cover of John Baer's book.
And the cookies are sweet?
Yes.
Oh.
There we go.
I wish I could go back in time and laugh at the part when you said, this is really sweet.
I'm so glad. Anyway, I think they're super cute. Yeah. And now that I'm looking at this, I don't think it's the author, but the photo was taken by the same person who wrote Moses's article, Jordan Rush.
Hey.
From the journal.
The Crosby Journal?
The Crosby Journal.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's my favorite journal.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to say about that. John Baer, second book out, very well reviewed. Go check it out. And maybe you can pick up some of Betty Sandberg's homemade cookies on your way.
Unless I'm going to eat them all.
If you're at the Divide County Library,
I'm here in Crosby now and I'm going to eat them all.
Not if I get to them first.
We gotta finish
doing the episode so we can get cookies.
Okay. Rowan, was that all?
Yes. Unless, yeah.
We didn't talk about Norse code kid enough.
No. What does that mean?
You know, I think it's
what is that?
Okay, so I looked this up a little bit because I was really confused about all the puns on like being Norwegian. And it turns out, I guess North Dakota in general has a very like high percentage of like people from Scandinavia.
North Dakota in general?
Yeah, North Dakota in general. Huh. So I think like Crosby and Divide County has a high Scandinavian, like Norwegian population. So I think that might be where that comes from. And I think like Norse Code Kid is a play on Morse Code Kid. But I don't know who Norse Code Kid is. I mean, the article starts with who is the Norse Code Kid?
Is Morse Code?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is Morse Code Kid a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you guys ever read The Mysterious Benedict Society?
No. You know what? I was thinking about reading this one. Did you guys ever read those like Nancy Drew books, but they're the ones like made for little kids. So the mystery was always like, who stole my brother's candy bar? You know what I'm talking about?
I
read those like voraciously as a small child. I devoured those books.
I always think of Encyclopedia Brown if we're just talking about childhood mystery stories. If we can even talk about that. Wait, can we? Anyway, guys.
Why wouldn't we be able to talk about it?
Get out there and read some.
Moses, I think you can say the title of a book.
I can't say anything, Yon. It's all copywritten and Moses
can't say any proper nouns.
I cannot say any proper.
He can't even say my name.
I can't even say my own name. It's bad. Like people ask who I am and I just say, you know that one guy from that book who did the thing?
That book being the Old Testament?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
exactly.
He can't say it.
I can't say that book. Yeah, I can't say the name of the book.
He parted that big body of water.
The big water, and it was a color, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a color.
It was a color.
Yes.
According to the book.
Who's ready to go on a roller coaster ride?
I'm ready to go on a roller coaster ride.
I think we still need to do the podcast.
No. Oh, it's in the podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it. Don't you that make for bad audio, though, if we're on the roller coaster?
That seems a little dangerous for your equipment, right?
Yeah. And it would get all, you know, the wind would mess with the mics.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is that I have here with me, I have here with me, four articles.
Four.
I'm not going to read all of them in their entirety. But they're all relevant to the same story, and it's kind of a wild ride.
Like a roller coaster.
Just like a roller coaster. Here's the first article. Dome delays frustrating to commissioners. Posted on July 11th, 2023. Written by Brad Nygaard. Any questions so far?
Dome?
Dome, D-O-M-E.
Delays. Okay.
Dome of what?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
Oh.
A noticeable lack of progress on repairs to the courthouse dome has county commissioners beginning documentation of the lack of work. It's a problem they discussed at length last week with state's attorney Seymour Jordan. Jordan, who has acted at the county's point as the county's point of contact with the firm, with the firm contracted to make those repairs, told commissioners he, too, is frustrated. Quote, "It's always us reaching out to him. He's never calling us, giving us an update on anything," said Jordan. And isn't that so relatable?
Yeah, it's so he has not been building that dome like they asked.
This is a group project gone wrong.
Yeah.
It is a group project gone wrong. Jordan told commissioners his latest conventions I'm not going to say we like to say all fun and jokes and games here. We're not actually in Crosby. And we can't actually report. We are not. Oh. And we can't actually report on, you know, the happenings of this. So any quote I say here, I am not saying that the company, which shall remain unnamed, has done anything wrong. I am saying that the county commissioners and county council members are saying, allegedly.
So just like right at
something
the top.
Is going hypothetically asking for a friend, something is going wrong. So. Jordan told commissioners his latest conversation with the contractor had the contractor blaming a problem with a lift as the reason no one's on site to do any work. Allegedly. He's got to get a different lift and then he'll be here in a couple of weeks, said Jordan. That was a quote. And then another quote. You mean the lift that's here? Commissioner Rodney Johnson asked. How does he know the computer is out on this lift? It doesn't make sense to me, replied Jordan. I'm pretty sure nobody's been up here. Allegedly. Not since last fall, anyway. That's when employees brought a lift to Crosby and used it to pile materials onto the courthouse roof, allegedly.
So the material's just been sitting there for like a year now?
Yeah, and I would like to draw your attention to the to a picture here with a caption. Material, including several toilet stools, piled on top of the courthouse roof. Commissioners are losing patience with repeated delays by a contractor hired more than a year ago to make repairs.
Wow.
Oh, my.
So there's a picture of a bunch of toilets on a roof.
What?
The company was awarded a contract worth more than a sum of money that shall remain unsaid for restoration work, including repairing some rot in the wooden support structure, repainting the exterior, and upgrading windows inside the dome built in 1917. According to Jordan, the work was supposed to be done in two stages. All the interior work was scheduled to be done in 2022. Painting and installation of windows was set for this summer. The beginning of, quote, the beginning of May, end quote, Johnson said. May, Jordan agreed. Then it was supposed to be the beginning of July, and now we're here. And a reminder, this article is published in July 11th of 2023. As far as anyone can tell, the interior work was started, but not finished. That's why Jordan suggested documenting the progress, or lack thereof, allegedly, by taking pictures and comparing them taken before the contractor ever arrived. And that's all I'm going to read from this first article. And again, I can't reiterate enough. I will not confirm nor deny what this company has or has not done.
I gotta say, the sass in this article is unreal.
Right?
There's a lot of attitude.
There's a lot of alleged sass about the things that this company is allegedly doing or not doing.
I think the sass is real. The doings are alleged.
They may or may not be sassy. I don't know.
I mean, I'm taking creative liberty with the tone, but like these are quotes. So, at least according to journalist Brad Nygaard. So, I'm reading them as I see fit. So that's the end of the first article. Page flip time. Whoosh. Now, this next article is the Divide County Commission Minutes. This one doesn't have a listed author besides the Journal North Dakota staff, but the beginning of the article does say that Brad Nygaard, journalist, was also present. So I don't know if it was him documenting these minutes, but I'm just saying his name in case it was. This was published September 12th, 2023, so we jumped ahead a couple of months. The meeting itself was on August in August of 2023. And there's just this one small part I want to read. Mr. Jordan would like to keep an eye on the dome construction that is going on, because according to Commissioner Eriksmoen, the lift was not working again, and only one person is working at the moment. Mr. Jordan would like somebody to take a picture in case they are behind the schedule again. We have some documentation showing this.
When were these minutes taken?
This was a meeting August 2nd, I believe.
Wow.
It might have been August 12th. It was early August, it was published September 12th. Yeah, so it was, and remember, the first article was in July, so we jumped ahead basically the whole summer, mm-hmm. and this lift still ain't working.
Still is broken.
Yeah. Next article. Yeah, that was a page flip. Courthouse dome repairs face more struggles.
Oh, no.
This was written by Jordan Rush.
Not even more struggles.
Even more struggles. This was written by Jordan Rush and published on October 24th, 2023, so much more recent.
October?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Progress on the Divide County Courthouse Dome isn't moving as swiftly as some county commissioners had hoped.
You could say that.
That's a really polite way to...
Dome repairs, including replacing the windows, repairing the interior, and repainting the exterior, were supposed to be completed over the summer. Allegedly. After delays had commissioners and state's attorney Seymour Jordan considering a breach of contract with the company making the repairs, work picked up again in the late season. But now, Jordan and the commissioners doubt the job will be completed until next year. Quote, I don't think it's going to be done by spring, Commissioner Chico Eriksmoen said during a county commission meeting October 18th. Quote, I think they're going to be stringing this out, end quote. Gerald Brady, a former county commissioner who retired last year, said an email sent to Jordan by the contractors mentioned they had concerns about some of the damage to the dome. Allegedly. Again.
Allegedly.
Can't
all
say
of this
happened.
All of this hypothetical.
This is a story. Quote, one is the loose tin on the dome itself and then the dry rot on the structure, end quote, he said. Brady said he remembered both issues being mentioned when the company, which I'll remain unnamed, initially took the contract. Quote, from what I know, when we ordered the project and what I've seen in the emails, they were all talked about and should not be a surprise to them, end quote, he said. Johnson added that these issues were what originally prompted commissioners to approve the project. The whole reason we brought them here was the metal and the dry rot, end quote, he said.
The sass is coming back.
Additionally, the crew hasn't started painting the dome exterior yet, something that Brady said can only be done in warm weather, which I assume is like because of the paint drying, I guess.
Probably, yeah.
Quote, they're running out of time to do that, unquote, he said. Quote, they've got about 3 days the way the weather forecast looks to me.
Whoa.
End quote. Because of this, commissioners don't anticipate the project being finished until sometime next year when the weather warms up again. Along with the lack of progress, the lift the crew uses to reach the dome has caused damage to the lawn, sidewalk, and sprinkler system outside the courthouse.
No, oh my it goodness. Has not.
Well, it could have, Rowan.
Allegedly.
We don't know if it has. It could have. And the company is contractually obligated to cover any damages caused during repairs, according to this article. Quote, I asked Seymour about that, end quote, Eriksmoen said. He said, quote, we wrote that into the contract that whatever they break, they have to fix, end quote. Allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly, the quote ends.
Yeah, allegedly the quote. He could have said more.
He could have said more.
That's and the final article in this epic saga.
The roller coaster.
I'm going up.
Yeah, Moses is going up. All right.
I'm going
ready?
Up.
Ready?
Is it slowing down? Oh no. Here we come.
Well, if you let me read the title of the article, then we'll know if it goes up or down.
Oh, okay.
Commissioners are skeptical of dome timeline. Subtitle, contractor, bulk of the work will be done this fall.
Oh, here we come. We're coming down.
This article was also written by Jordan Rush. November, and it was published November 7th. So this is the most recent development.
Oh my goodness.
Estimates vary of how much work is left to complete on the Divide County Courthouse Dome, with commissioners having a less than favorable outlook.
Allegedly.
I were a commissioner, I would have a very much less than favorable outlook.
The commissioners, along with state's attorney Seymour Jordan, conducted a call Thursday with employee A and employee B of company. The company tasked with repairing the courthouse dome. Employee A estimated that the work was 80% complete so far. And this is a quote from this employee, the bulk of the work will be done this fall yet. That is a quote that he allegedly said. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Isaac Jacobs said he thought that estimate was a little generous.
Allegedly.
Quote, they're probably closer to 50 because if they leave it takes 50% of the whole project to come back in and have someone else finish it. End quote. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I didn't really follow that.
Because if the project is half done, then they still need to do the other half. Like allegedly, duh.
Yeah. No, I don't know what he's. I don't really know what he's saying. Allegedly, he may have not said anything at all.
Maybe not.
Give some credit to Jordan Rush.
No, Jordan Rush. Oh yes. No, the author. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Jordan Rush said that. Commissioner Isaac Jacobs said that. This. The article continues. Crews still need to paint the outside of the dome, install new windows, and replace the seal between the dome and the courthouse interior. I don't know what that is. Like, seems important to have to seal your roof.
Well, I think right now they've got like a sea line in there, but people are saying like that's no good. So they need a seal.
There it is. I don't know if you all knew this, but Moses is contractually
that's the joke of the episode.
Yeah, Moses is contractually obligated to make one bad pun.
Moses is the pun guy.
You guys know the difference between a sea line and a seal. A sea line's bigger.
It's like the nose.
Makes more noise. Got that weird nose. Those are the only ones I know.
Something
it's got
about
those
the
little
fins.
Feet. Yeah, it's got those little feet instead of little flippers.
Allegedly.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Do you imagine what... Okay, I know that like seals and sea lions are probably really cold and they smell like seaweed, but like they'd be so cute to just like hug.
I think a seal, definitely.
It depends.
He's so adorable.
I'm pretty sure some of them can get kind of aggressive.
Oh
okay,
yeah, absolutely.
I know, but like if they like weren't.
So imagine they were not cold.
Imagine they were not cold, didn't smell bad, didn't hate you.
then Rowan, I think I would be very much on board. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, they need to replace the seal. The seal between the dome and the courthouse interior is getting old.
That poor seal.
Employee B said some of the project delays are because of the rubberized paint originally used on the dome. This is a quote from Employee B. What we usually do is we employ a dry ice blaster because the paint will come off and the surface will stay in good shape.
They blast dry ice at it?
Yeah, to get it off.
Oh, okay.
That's so cool.
Because of the rubberized paint that was over the previous paint, it didn't come off the same way. End quote. Employee B also said that even if the crew hadn't gotten a late start, work might not have finished on time anyway.
Wow.
Allegedly. Another quote. The metal on the dome itself was looser and had more issues with patching on the actual metal part than we thought. And the stripping took longer than we thought. End quote. Still no explanation for the alleged toilets.
No.
On the roof.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I've been confused about that for a while. Because isn't the dome just kind of like empty space up there? Isn't it? Or do they have like a special?
Because
like,
the caption of that picture said material including toilet stools.
Okay, but like I'm confused. They're fixing the dome, right?
They are fixing the dome.
And
allegedly fixing dry rot and tin problems.
And I would
and repainting.
I would
and new windows.
I would assume that the dome is just kind of like it. Like it's just space up there, right? So like unless there's like bathrooms and stuff, then what do you need toilets for, right? I don't know.
Maybe they're decorative.
I think it is a hollow. I don't think it's like a solid half of a sphere.
No, not solid, like hollow. Because like,
no, I think it's hollow.
Yeah, but like, you gonna put a bathroom in there?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the toilet stools are for.
If they even are there.
They're like gargoyles, but they're not.
So they're gonna decorate the outside of the dome.
That's really gross.
It would be the highest seat in the land, though, in the county, if you sat up there.
In the county? It could be.
Because it's a toilet seat and it's like a pie.
In the county seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The county seat. I just got it. Yeah, it's good enough. Anyway, commissioners have said problems with the tin on the dome, along with dry rot on the interior, were pointed out to the company early in the project.
Sass.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Sass.
They said... Chairman Rodney Johnson questioned whether the company, and this time it actually says the company, it doesn't say the name. He's saying, Chairman Rodney Johnson questioned whether the company is aware of the damages to the lawn, sidewalk, and sprinkler system caused by the work crew's lifts.
Sass.
He questions, allegedly. Employee A says, to be able to access these buildings, we know that's going to happen. I think every courthouse we've done so far, we've had to replace at least one sidewalk. So this is not the first courthouse this company has worked on, allegedly.
How many courthouses are in rural North Dakota?
I don't know. They could work outside of North Dakota as well.
Mm.
But that's a fun fact to know about your own company. I think every courthouse we've done so far, we've had to replace at least one sidewalk.
Is that how it's supposed to work?
I don't know, Moses. I am not. I'm not familiar with the craft of roof repair. But the employee says that that's just how it is.
Okay, I'll trust the employee.
Allegedly. The employee A also said that the company would work with County Commission to choose contractors to make repairs. Quote, usually what we'll do is we'll let you pick the contractor so you know what you're getting, end quote. Jordan, y'all remember Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan brought up the original contract, which called for the work to be completed this summer. Quote, Obviously, you guys don't deny that you're in breach of the contract that's supposed to be wrapped up this year. End quote.
Well, he pulled out the obviously.
Dang. He did pull out the obviously.
Guys, there's just a little bit of sass in this one, I think.
Okay, are you ready for this? Just a little. Are you ready for this?
I don't think so.
Employee B responds, I mean, I guess you could sue us and then we could go from there.
Dang. Dang.
He's like, what are you going to do? Sue me?
Well, allegedly.
Like, allegedly, mean, yeah.
Totally can, though. Like, nothing's going to stop allegedly. Him.
Allegedly. If that is in the contract. Allegedly.
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 I mean, I guess you could sue us and then we could go from there. Employee B answered, painting won't continue until next spring, sometime around early May, according to employee A. I guess the saga ends. I mean, the saga doesn't end there. Because this just, dome has not been repaired and repainted.
Yeah,
allegedly.
It's going to keep going. I mean, it's just like where the saga is now, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we bring. See, that's what we do in The Littlest Headline is we bring you current events, as in events that have no definitive start or end and always are happening.
Because guys, like, allegedly, they are a little behind schedule.
Like, I can't confirm or deny the breach of contract. Like, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say legally.
Why not, Yoni?
Why am I not a lawyer?
Yeah.
Just not like my calling, you know? It's not what I'm passionate about.
He is also 17?
Yeah.
17 years of age.
I'm sure there's a 17-year-old lawyer out there somewhere. All right. So to be continued, the mystery remains. This could become a cold case.
Maybe it'll get written about in the next John Baer Kirby, North Dakota mystery novel.
Ooh.
Could be. The mystery of why this dome still isn't repaired.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Is there any like idiom with orse that we can think of that has to do with courthouse domes?
I'm sorry, idiom with what?
What?
Idiom with where orse? There's a word that ends with orse.
Oh.
Is this that, like, this sounds like a bad like crossword like hint.
It's like the worst Mad Libs ever.
Yeah. Can I get a word for courthouse dome that ends in orse?
No, you can't. I don't think there is one.
Okay. You'd have to say like court horse or something.
Court horse.
Yeah, which just unfortunately
you can't
is not
put the
thing.
Court before the horse.
Oh, there we go. Hey, that was actually pretty good.
I approve.
I actually like that one.
Oh, thanks guys. Normally I'd say something like that and you guys are like, no, that's bad.
Well, Roman didn't laugh. I mean, I didn't laugh either. Like,
well,
okay,
laugh
well you
the
didn't
joke.
The microphone can't pick up my facial expressions just because I didn't laugh.
If only.
If only.
Okay, so we'll keep y'all posted about this like, you know, all the things happening across
you can,
this,
you can't
this documentary put, and this book and this dome.
You can put the court before the horse, but you can't bring it to market.
Yep. And, but until...
But you can't make it make the dome. There we go.
But until then... I don't even remember what the beginning of my sentence... Oh, yeah, we'll keep you updated about all the things happening in Crosby. But until then, all we would like to do is thank you for listening to this episode of The Littlest Headline. We read the Crosby Journal of Crosby, North Dakota, and we hope you've enjoyed your stay there as much as we have. Let's do some key takeaways.
My key takeaway this week is to really appreciate your town, your city, your community, and especially by taking pictures, taking videos of the places that really make it special to you, because that's what people out in Crosby are doing, and you can too. You can take part in the fun.
My key takeaway is that when you're lying in bed at night, pondering the future, pondering the past, somewhere out there, there may just be a dome that has not yet been repainted, has not yet felt the warm touch of a dry ice blaster. It's irony, you guys wouldn't get it. And still has dry rot consuming it from the inside. Allegedly.
Thank you for that. I will ponder.
That dramatic reading.
It was very dramatic. All right. Well, my key takeaway is to support your local libraries, support your local authors, support your emerging authors, and, you know, pick up that mystery book if you haven't in a while. It'll be a good time. Don't forget to support your local newspaper. I'm Rowan.
I'm Moses.
And I'm Yoni. And this has been The Littlest Headline. We will catch you in the next issue.
Thanks for listening to The Littlest Headline. Want to keep up with our latest shenanigans? Follow us on Instagram, @TheLittlestHeadline. And if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to suggest a newspaper for us to review, email us @TheLittlestHeadline@gmail.com.